One of the most challenging things as a female entrepreneur, I think that this is for any entrepreneur, is just not knowing where to start and not feeling like you are smart enough, I think is always a huge thing for an entrepreneur because you're always creating something new and it's always changing. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of our question and answer day with Lori, that is me, and
Evans,
that is her. We're so excited that you guys have tuned in to another Q&A day, and we want to start off, first of all, with our review of the week. So who do we have that has shouted us out and done an awesome review that we can send? I don't even know what we're going to send this week.
Oh, this is going to be a surprise.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise gift, but who is our review of the week?
Their name is CM Villeneuve. I probably didn't pronounce that right. But they said, I stumbled across this podcast completely by accident on iTunes. I was in the darkest place I had been in a long time and just gave it a shot. I sat at my desk in tears because I felt like Lori was speaking right to me. I never imagined I would be excited for Mondays, but each new episode brings my soul so much peace. I laugh, I cry, I am challenged, and I think deeply about every word I am left with after listening to Earn Your Happy. There is something for every woman on this podcast, and you will not be sorry you gave Lori a shot.
Oh my gosh. Okay, CM Maneuve. We're probably saying that wrong. Thank you so much for that beautiful review. And I will say, I don't believe anything is an accident.
Nope.
And I believe that when the student is seeking, the teacher appears. And that has so happened throughout my entire life, is the minute I start seeking, it's like that perfect thing is coming into my space as long as I'm staying open. So that's really huge.
I love that.
Just stay so open. So we will be sending you a surprise gift because we've got some fun stuff that we can't wait to send out. So thank you for the review of the week.
Yay.
And before we get started on our questions, okay, Evans and I have, first of all, chosen our favorite quote.
Yep.
And when we say favorite quote, we mean favorite quote for this very moment of how we feel, because this is by no means is my favorite quote.
Nope.
At all.
Just right now.
Just for right now. So what quote did you pick and why is this something that you're feeling right now?
Oh, I chose a quote by Brené Brown because I love her. And it is, you can choose courage or you can choose comfort. You cannot have both.
Oh my God.
And I just thought that was one of those quotes you just need to hear every now and again.
Yeah. Why are you feeling that right now?
I don't know what I need to be courageous about right now.
Yeah. We kind of did like a really large, like we just got over having to use a lot of courage just over the past few months.
Yep.
But I just think that's a really comforting quote for moving into the new year, because you're probably, here's how I'm speaking for you, right?
I like it.
So
speak away.
Like, let me just tell you how you feel right now. Wow, so annoying. Why I have a podcast. Exactly why.
Tell me, Lori. Tell me why.
Because I feel as though, let me look into my crystal ball. As though while you are moving into 2019, that you probably feel a lot of expansion that is coming up into your horizon. And your horizon is like, whoa.
What's happening?
Yeah, you can't have both. So, you know, comfort is really, really great until it's not.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what makes comfort awesome? Your comfort zone?
What?
Being courageous.
Ooh, yes, it does.
Like a tiger.
Oh,
rare. Okay. Okay, so moving on to my quote.
My quote, and I don't know who said it because nobody actually claimed it. So anyone want to claim it? Claim it. It's happiness is not caring what others think of you. So basic and just so true, because I think that I can look back through just the past year of times when I've felt discouraged or bummed or sad. And it's because I'm caring about what other people think or I'm taking something personally.
Right.
So F that noise.
Forget it. Bye.
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 Okay. So questions that I wanted to ask you. And you guys, Evans and I are both feeling a tiny bit under the weather, so we might possibly have some Dayquil going
on. Weird answers.
Going on with here, Evans. And some people wouldn't release episodes like this, but I think these might be the best ones.
They're the most beautiful. They're like little diamonds.
They're diamonds in the rough. Mm-hmm. Okay, so challenging question. So we have a challenging question for each other. We have a fun question for each other.
Yes.
So my challenging question for you, which I don't think I've reached into the deep pockets of my challenge. This is the upper cargo pockets of a challenging question, not the lower ones. So okay. I'm letting you off easy today.
Thank you.
What is something you wish you could avoid in your life right now, but also know it's what you need?
Oh, that's a really hard question.
Yeah. Well, upper cargo pocket.
Yeah. Dang, I'm scared for the lower cargo.
Well, I'm going to give you another week.
Wait, what's something in my life that I need to...
That you wish you could avoid right now, but you also know it's what you need?
Maybe some family drama.
Mm.
You know, holiday times kind of make me resist a little.
Yeah.
But I know
right there with
that,
you.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that you can get through it and you need to approach it head on. You can't just hide.
Yeah. You got to eat the bundt cake one bite at a time.
Eat that bundt cake. There you go.
Oh, that's a good one. Cause I am so feeling that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like you want to reconnect, but you always know that the initial connection is like, okay, how do we do this new dance? Because you're new people every year, especially if you haven't seen your family that much and you go back and you're like, no, actually I'm a different person now. So how do I show up in this new way with people who think I'm still the same?
Yes.
I think a lot of people are dealing with that. All right. Fun question. If there was only one style of pizza in the entire world that you could only order for the rest of your life, what would it have to be?
Oh, is it lame? I want to say pepperoni. I love me a pepperoni pizza.
I mean, it's your choice.
Yeah, I love pepperoni.
You have to eat it. I don't.
I would want pepperoni.
Okay, I think that's a good choice. Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
I probably would have just cheese. Just cheese
just
pizza.
Just cheese?
Mm-hmm.
I love cheese, though.
Pepperoni can give me...
indigestion?
Yeah, indigestion. It can give me real bad heartburn. So if I have to eat it every night, I don't want to be like the burp ups in bed. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Do you want a question for me?
I would love that.
Okay. My hard question, which I think is not in one of your pockets, is I think I already technically asked you earlier. What are you resisting right now?
Oh, what am I resisting right now? Okay. So I'm like on the cusp of resistance because I have one foot in and one foot out and I know that I have to go all in. So I'm resisting going all in. And in fact, I need to do a podcast about it because I know that this next year, like I want to explode this podcast. Like I want to go all in and I'm resisting it a bit because there's so many new things that I don't know what to do with or like who to talk to about it or how to grow that the way that I want to grow it. So I'm actually a bit resistant around it because there's going to be a lot of hard work. So I'm resisting going all in on the things that I want to go all in on because I know that they are going to be a lot of work.
Great answer.
So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. You're welcome for sharing.
My fun question is, what was your worst haircut?
Oh, I'd probably have to say looking back, in fifth grade, I did this short bob thinking that I would look good in a bob. And I just looked more like a peasant boy.
Bangs or no bangs?
No bangs.
Just straight classic bob.
Yeah. But when you don't do anything with a bob and you just like sleep on it and you don't really like do it, just
like me today.
Well, it's cute. No, your hair always looks good. I don't understand it. I'm like, is that a wig?
It is a wig. What if I took the wig off right now?
I guess I'd be surprised. be like, that is a wig. And that's a great wig.
That's a great wig.
I know. I'd probably want to wear more
you
wigs.
Probably should sell them.
Actually, you guys, for those of you who don't know, we live in Los Angeles and wigs are very popular. Like,
yes.
I actually have a friend who wears wigs all the time. I had no idea. And I asked her one time, I was like, how do you have perfect pink hair one day and then platinum blonde the next day? And she's like, are you really asking me this question? These are wigs.
What? People here are so cool.
I know. I'm like, I need the wig game.
Yeah. Same.
I don't know if that's
Thank you for thinking my hair looks like a wig. That is a big compliment.
You're welcome. But for real, it's an actual thing that is like very popular if you don't want to, if you want to change up your hair.
So I think that's great.
I do too. I think it's amazing.
Me too.
Okay, moving on to the Q&A portion from our listeners. Who is our first question from, Evans?
First question is from @TayMill_. She said, what have some of your biggest challenges been as a female entrepreneur? Also, have you always known that you wanted to be an entrepreneur?
Such a great question. I can't say that I've always known I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I will say in my early 20s, I for sure started to know I wanted to be an entrepreneur because I got a very strong feeling towards when people would tell me what to do at work. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I was supposed to be following the direction that I wanted to be following, that yes. I wanted to be constantly creating content and putting it out in my own way or doing, at the time it was more just like training and having my own, business. Mm-hmm. So I knew right away that I just, in my 20s, that I was not supposed to work for somebody else anymore. But for a while, I actually really enjoyed working for somebody else. So definitely happened in my 20s. I would say one of the most challenging things as a female entrepreneur, I think that this is for any entrepreneur, is just not knowing where to start and not feeling like you are smart enough, I think is always mm-hmm. a huge thing for an entrepreneur because you're always creating something new and it's always changing.
Yeah.
As far as other challenges, I think that, oh man, I mean, there's many challenges, to be quite honest. I would say it takes longer than you think. I think the biggest challenge as an entrepreneur is like putting your team together mm-hmm. and not realizing how long it takes to actually build the foundation of what you're building because right. you don't understand what works and what doesn't yet until you try it. So I think the first round of everything is like figuring out what does and does not work. And you don't right. take that into... You don't take that into account. You think you can just be like up and running when really you're kind of figuring out what up and running even looks like and if yeah. that works. So I would say giving yourself patience and time and know that that's just how it's going to look in the beginning is feeling so lost. And I have to be honest, like I think as an entrepreneur, you're always going to feel somewhat lost 50% of the time.
Right.
So that's the challenge.
There's no blueprint.
There's no blueprint. Yeah. And you've never done it before. Yeah. And you're not the person who can do it yet.
Right.
So there you go.
Give yourself some grace. Okay, we have another question. This is from Mickey LaJoy. Mick Jagger.
Believe he listens.
He loves your podcast. Mickey LaJoy, @MickeyLaJoy. What did she say? What has helped you the most in owning yourself, your story, and moving forward, creating tribe and following your heart and dreams? Ooh, what a beautiful question.
Mickey, that is an awesome question. So what has helped me the most in kind of owning who I am is basically the question.
I think so.
Really, I think finally understanding after trying to be other people and trying to speak like other people, write like other people, talk like other people, teach like other people, that within that, you find your own style, but the more that you almost like try to be like someone else, the less you come across, the less people connect with you.
Right.
And I think the less you connect with you. And the more that you can kind of look at those things and be inspired by those people, but then pull away from it for a while and try to find what your authentic voice is and what you actually like, mm-hmm. the more that you step into yourself, and it feels crazy at first because you feel like you don't have anything unique to offer and you feel like you're not as special as this other person. But the more that you actually get into that space, the more people are like, you're sending out your own signal that people can actually feel and see, and it's tangible for them. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's your own vibe and that's your own energy. So I think that really knowing that your magic is you being you, And the only way that I learned that was by trying to be other people.
Ooh.
So yeah. I think that that's really interesting is what's helped me. I mean, just getting out there, first of all. And I think that, you know, trying things, like if you right. see something done a certain way, try it, see how it feels until you find your own thing. So, you know, I can relate it to, when dancers are learning to dance, it's like they get taught by a teacher and they learn the steps and they learn a lot under their, you know, they learn a lot under their teacher's way of dancing, but as they start to dance more, they have to make it their own. And then yes. it's like, they're not their unique expression until they can like learn it enough to be able to make it their own. So right. I guess being in the craft enough and learning enough that finally you feel like it's in you and it's yours, like let those things that you want to do become yours, like know them so well mm-hmm. that you can kind of like take your hands off the wheel and have it be your own. Does that make sense?
Be vulnerable.
Did Vicks DayQuil help answer that
at all? I think so. It was okay. very poetic.
Okay, great.
I liked it. The next question. Oh, I think you're really going to like this question. It's from at Meredith Tilch. I'd love to hear you talk about fashion and how that's a part of our self-expression, how you pick out clothes, outfits, how your journey with your dress has been and evolved. We all have those fitting room blah stories. So I always find it interesting to hear how people separate things like clothing sizes and the struggle city it can be to a self-expression journey.
Oh man, this is so good. And first of all, Meredith Tilch, what's up? She actually was one of my personal training clients. So I love that you chose her.
Meredith Tilch.
And her nickname is Mare Bear.
Oh, my best friend's Mare Bear.
Really?
Meredith Tilch, you're my best friend.
She's going to love that. Okay. So, you know, Meredith, I think this is so awesome because you were actually in the beginning of my journey and I've always loved clothing, but I've never used it as like a form of expression. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've used it to feel good, but I will tell you in the last few years, I had this moment probably 4 years ago now where I was looking back on Bliss Project pictures and I was on stage.
Yeah.
And I was wearing like this baggy dress with this huge sweater over it. And literally this sweater, which I think you've seen here, it has a nickname here. It's called the No Sex Sweater. And I have lovingly nicknamed it that because it's like just yeah. the most hideous, like I am just warm and cozy. Don't touch me.
Right.
I'm wearing a sleeping bag sweater and I'm yes. wearing that on stage in front of all of these women. And I realized that I wasn't just wearing it because I was cold. I was wearing it because I didn't want to be too much for anyone. Mm-hmm. And when I had that moment of realization for myself of why I was downplaying what I was wearing, and I thought, what did I actually want to be wearing that day? And it was nothing near what I was actually wearing. Yeah. It's because I was too worried people wouldn't be able to hear my message if I dressed the way I wanted to dress.
Right.
And I thought, that's not for me to decide. It's for me to decide how I'm showing up and if my intentions are pure. But it is absolutely for me to be permission to be myself in order for them to be permission to be them. So the only way to give permission to other people to be themselves is for you to give permission to yourself to be you. So ooh. I started to give myself permission to wear whatever the hell I wanted, whether it was too much or too little or too sexy or not sexy, and whatever that was for people, like I decided that I wanted to wear what I wanted to wear. And good. That was a huge challenge for me because what happens is you put on what you want to wear at home. And the second you leave the house, you're like, oh my God, what am I thinking? I'm so uncomfortable. This is awful. And that's where the practice begins for me. And I still do this all of the time.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, I just bought this, I guess they're called dusters, but it's like this blue, like velvet duster that goes all the way down on the floor. And it's like, oh, I look like
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, it's totally Stevie Nicks. And so while I was in the store, I was like, this is amazing. I'm Stevie Nicks and a mix yes. of Merlin, the magician. And
great combo.
Yeah. And it was a stretch. It was a bit pricey. And I also knew that I had to wear it enough that I would you know, feel right. like I was getting the use out of it. Sure. And so the first time I go to wear it, I'm like, you are ridiculous. What were you thinking? Like, this is so not you. And I was like, wear this. You wanted to wear this, like be the person who wanted to wear this and just be confident about it. You have to rock. If you're going to wear it, you have to rock it. So that became the practice. So you guys, this is an actual thing. It's an actual practice. So put the outfit on and then continue to say, no, you wanted to wear this. Like, rock it. Don't feel stupid in it, or people are going to think you look stupid in it. Like, enjoy it. Yes. And it's crazy how the more that I've worn outfits like that, the more people are literally like, I want to dress like that. I want to wear stuff that's bold.
Right.
Oh my God, I wish that I'd wear the stuff that's in the back of my closet that I'm waiting to wear. Like, just wear it. Pull it out. That be the practice for sure. So I know I'm always trying to get you to wear crazy clothes.
Yes. You know what?
What?
I have a pink faux fur jacket and I'm going to wear it. It's just been sitting there.
When are you going to wear it?
Maybe I'll wear it to work tomorrow.
You should.
Why not?
It's Santa Monica. Right. You can wear whatever you want.
That's what's cool about California.
Yeah.
If anyone's worried about what you're wearing, come to California.
Yeah. You can legit wear a furry bathrobe and people will be like, that's so awesome. Amazing.
Because it is.
It is. And see, the only practice is if you think it's awesome, is at the end right. of the day, that's it. So yeah, that's actually something that I do to expand just my comfort level around me being me and showing up more as me. Because don't get me wrong, there's a million times where I'm like, oh my God, is this going to be too much? And then I'm like, well, this is you. So get yeah. comfortable with it. And it's just the practice. So there you go. That's how I use clothes all the time, every day, as a practice of stepping more into me.
That's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's why I don't know if I pay her to say that, but who knows? I don't know.
I think it's great.
She's like, that sucks. All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. And thank you for all of the amazing questions and the reviews. We're so grateful for you. Continue to send in your questions so that we can answer them every single week and shout you out. And for the review of the week, we always send you a cool gift. So such I can't cool wait gift. For you to get your gift. And thanks to everyone again. And Evans.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you. Signing off.
Signing off.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.